I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Also, I've been listening to War Mode and the lingo's getting in there.
Really?
Billy's lingo of the skis.
What's
the broskies? The skis, dude? You're chilling with the skis, dude. I was down with the skis last night. He literally, I called him when I listened to their episode, War Mode, mm-hmm. and he was like, I literally told Spud, Shane's going to love that. Just the fucking broskies, bro. The skis, dude.
That's so funny. Yeah, Billy's a bit of a lingo generator, dude.
He is.
Dude. He's coming.
But he pushes him. He pushes him hard.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows
a good
what he's doing.
Lingo salesman.
Big time.
Yeah.
Dudes, thank you for doing this.
Hey, man. Yeah, no problem.
Shane's in, I think, Scotland right now.
Really?
Yeah. I was sitting there. I was just going, what the hell am I going to do? Dude, Broship contacted me. And they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not only are we going to do the podcast, we're going to let you smoke Changa right before you do
it. As a prereq.
As yeah, a prereq, which yeah. is fair enough.
I just wanted to give you the experience.
Of smoking Changa.
Just like to set it up like that.
Dude, they should start selling that shit like they used to sell Salvia. I want to petition. I want to lobby to bring like really insane, quick psychedelics. Like they had Salvia legal. Now I think it's
Salvia is still legal. It's state to state.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Who do you think is like the governor who's like, nah, bro, let's let that
PA's
ride.
Beat. PA won't let it do. Jersey
PA's
will
beat.
Do it.
It's just so funny for that to hit a governor's desk and be like, what are we doing today? He's like, what's the deal with Salvia?
I wonder if they make him smoke it. And he's like, this is illegal. And then like, there's only like 12 states where it's legal. So those governors must have been like, dude, it's actually chill if you prepare for it. We know it's nuts.
It's all about
yo, it's not just Salvia. Like when you get into all the research chemicals.
Yeah.
Like, not that Salvia is a research chemical. I'm not going to put that on it.
I was about to stand up.
Yeah.
And like, that's a plant, bro.
It's a plant. I think it's the oldest known psychedelic. I could be wrong.
Salvia?
Salvia is like the first thing people got ripped out.
Oh my God. But, you imagine being like basically an animal and smoking Salvia and just being like
what the fuck? But when you, if you were to like go online and buy research chemicals,
mm-hmm.
it'll be like illegal in Florida, Illinois. It's like, you'll pick the weirdest molecule.
Are you talking about swim?
No, swim activity. But like, it'll be illegal in like 9 states. And I'm like, how the fuck did like 4-HODIPT get illegal in Florida? And only Florida? Like, what the fuck happened in
Some
Florida?
Some dude probably did something fucked up. In Delaware, the Salvia thing was a kid killed himself. In his suicide letter, didn't he write about Salvia or something?
He had been smoking Salvia, but that's not
why. He started running with the wrong crowd.
No, he killed himself because he smoked Salvia and realized he was better suited on the other side. Fair play.
Yeah, good point.
That was part
and
of his letter?
His mom tried to make it like, oh, he smoked Salvia. That made him kill himself. He's like, no, not really.
He got the message.
He had work to do.
Right on.
Wait, so he shed his fucking...
This mortal coil.
His mortal coil.
But it's like, you can't blame Salvia, you know?
If your teenage son killed himself from gas station drugs.
His mom's a snitch. That's probably the first time she party pooped.
True. That's true. Yeah. Fair point, dude.
You're opening all wounds, bro.
I know. It's fucked up. It's not my home state, but it's close.
I think there is a thing where if as soon as you hit like 48 ounces of like 7-Eleven coffee, you just get the truth. They just glimpse the Akashic records every morning and they're like F-350.
You just listen to Nick Fuentes.
What the hell? I don't think these things are going to be that effective as you say they are.
After your fourth Sunoco hot dog at 9:30 in the morning, you're like, the Democratic parties are the actual races.
Yeah, we can rip that sink out. You want radiant floors? You probably put them in. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Dude, I know we're on the contractors, and I'm going to derail it completely.
Thank you.
I've been listening. Well, if we're going to bring up anti-Semitism, dude, I've been going to sleep to fucking... If you're going to be anti-Semitic, I've been going to sleep
to... You
know
those Jewish contractors?
Yeah, working hard in your kitchen.
Jesus might have been the last one.
For
I think
real.
They gave it up after Jesus.
For real.
Jesus was the last honest Jewish contractor. Go on.
Dang it, dude.
Why'd you bait me into this? Dude, you're ruining my movement, dude.
Yes, the movement. Oh, you gotta watch Louis Theroux's. I don't know what it's called. It's Louis Theroux on like
Forbidden America.
Forbidden America about the alt-right.
About like the... These dudes,
those dudes are the biggest fucking dorks on earth. And we were watching the one dude, Nick Fuentes, he's in the news as of late because Trump, he went to him, Kanye Nick Fuentes and Milo Yiannopoulos are like hanging out.
Yeah.
Which is...
I really do. I think the internet's just starting to like get like something caught inside of whatever like mechanism is just moving it all around. It's starting to get like a, it's like an old lawnmower that's getting clogged with grass. Like there's, it's just like nonsense. It, like they're just like Trump. I didn't know. I know now. I know who the guy is now. I saw him. Kanye, Trump, Fuentes is just like a completely nonsensical.
Yeah, it is. It's like that South Park episode with Family Guy where it's just manatees. It's just like, what is this?
He's like, oh my God, guys, Trump yelled at me. Said I'd never be president.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fuck, I forget what I was gonna say.
Sorry.
Oh, you gotta watch it though. It's very wonderful.
Yeah, it's good. It's very funny watching dudes just go and be like, I'm not racist, I'm kidding. And it's like,
yeah, they're throwing up Roman salutes. They refuse to call it a Nazi salute. It's very fun
when he confronts the one guy. But
Fuentes, he's 18 years old at Charlottesville. He's probably like 22 now,
according to that thing.
Oh, in the documentary, he's 22. I think
maybe
that's
23, 24 max.
Yeah. That him saying stuff to a camera, he's going to regret that so much.
Yeah, well, what sucks at 24, you're like still climbing this hill and you can't see anything on the other side. You can't see anything. I'm trying to keep him low.
Do not, Roman.
You can't see anything on the other side. And you're just like, fuck, this is going to be so sick. And he's going to hit his 30s and be able to peak what the rest of his life is going to be. And be like, fuck.
Imagine.
I was a white nationalist on the internet. No.
Imagine if somebody,
I got so many views,
put a camera in your face when you're 22 and was like, how do you feel about the world and politics?
Yeah. I would have been in a house with like a pile of OxyContin and cocaine and been like, this is how it's really going down.
Yeah.
I'm selling promethazine because I think it's kind of funny. Yeah, dude, it's a nightmare. We watched him say that one thing.
Yeah.
Of just being like,
the people in the middle, he's like, you're a bit of a fringe, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, well, the people in the middle are fucking it up. Maybe people on the fringe are the ones who are going to save us.
That's when I went, oh, dude, it's 22-year-old like, brain, dude.
You're going to regret that.
It's 22-year-old brain. It's the most profound thing ever. It's just like, maybe the fringe really is what the media system's broken. It's also funny for these dudes to be like, the white nationalists, the whole thing is like, we're being ousted, we're getting replaced and all this stuff. It's also like, dude. But at the same time, it's like free market capitalism is a way to be. It's like, dude, if a Mexican dude's better at capitalism than you, you can't all of a sudden become like a weird type of communist.
True.
Then it's like, well, it's tough tomatoes, dude. We got here this time. And it's like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And now that logically plays out where the lads will replace
you.
The lads.
I don't think
I might start counter protesting.
Oh, yeah. He was mad about the lads.
The lads will replace us.
Yes.
Yeah. No immigration, none of that. It's like, dude, good luck. Good luck keeping a dude who like can't find food out of here while you're sitting there being like, I don't know how I'm going to stream today. People are like, people are kind of like reading too much into my stream today. Meanwhile, some dude's starving. He's going to get in here. He's going to take your money, dude. It is what it is.
That guy's family is getting raped. He's going to work pretty hard to get them out of the situation they're in.
You're sitting there being like, I have a problem with optics. It's like, that guy's going to come right in, just suck your money out.
I threw a Roman salute. I have a problem with optics right now. Louis throws at my house. Kentucky bothering me.
That was very funny, though, when the dude, when the other guy got, like, the gamer guy got attacked. Beardson, man.
Yeah.
He got attacked. Or he, not even attacked. The guy was like, dude, did you chuck up a Nazi salute? He's like, fuck you, man. Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, the whole thing is, like, dude, I'm just dancing on the edge. People don't understand. I'll be honest. I watched that, and I was like, dude, do I do that kind of stuff? The whole time, I was like, fuck, dude. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We do.
Fuck. I'm That's a what hurts. Fucking loser. That does hurt.
That's what hurts. But they're doing it wrong. We're good at it.
We're masters of our craft.
We're masters at it.
They got greedy. That's the problem.
Also, they're kind of serious.
True.
They're also having America First conferences.
Yeah.
Where they're on stage and in Mustangs throwing Nazi salutes, which could be the highest form of comedy if they were joking. If they were joking. Yes.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah, well, I do think
now it does come at a cost of maybe destroying America, but...
True. But the problem is, this is the thing that gets me, is they'll get caught. They'll be like dead. Apparently, look like they're serious on a thing, then get busted and be like, fucking around.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, if you're fucking around, luckily I can just be like, dude, I'm just an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm a dumbass.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it's that was jarring. I saw that and went...
Shit.
Yeah, maybe being an edgelord's not as cool as we thought it was. Yeah, I know. God damn it.
But again, you know, messing around is fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, what we can't do is just start at an organization. As soon as you start an organization.
Anyway, join the Patreon, subscribe.
But like, don't
yes,
really.
Of course,
though.
Of course.
No, it is just
for
yucks.
Buy our shirts, pay us, not an organization.
Yeah, it is just for yucks.
Yes.
Letting that be known.
I mean,
dude.
We are actual comedians. I like that we're talking ourselves out of. We're not fucking alt-right guys.
Are we white nationalists? Fuck. No, definitely
no.
Not. I honestly am, and I'm not just saying this for the optics, dude. I love immigration. I'm pumped on it.
I agree.
I think it's cool. You know,
I'd like to control the border a little. Can't just be letting fucking all these guys in, you know?
Yeah.
I like to go down there and say, you, yes, you? I might get a job down there. I might get a horse.
On a horse down there?
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though, when you're done filming a show, the producer yells, that's a rap for Shane, and everybody claps in the room.
Really?
And you go, guys, thank you for having me. It means a lot to me to have me on here. No, Matt, you used to be all right.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I'd get home. I'd be out of work. I'd come home. You'd be watching YouTube. You'd be like, check out Milo Yiannopoulos.
Get the fuck
I'd
out
be
of
like,
here.
Dude,
you're going to slander me, get the fuck out of my house. Get the fuck out right now. I got a live stream. Sean, switch your camera. I got a live stream right now.
There's definitely a photo of me doing a Roman salute. There's got to be.
No way.
Sometimes they're funny when you're drunk.
There's no photo of Roman salute.
I don't throw a Roman salute.
A Roman salute.
I better not throw a Roman salute, dude.
Well, I hope nobody does.
Oh, man. That was tough to watch.
What,
but there's
thing?
Also the thing where it's like, I don't know. These are all, it's just a, I don't want to get back on the topic, but it's just like, dude, these are dorks. They're internet. They're fucked, dude.
Yeah.
They're a result of society. They're not a,
yeah.
They're not changing anything. They're just.
Yeah, it's just
it's
people.
A problem.
It's all of everyone's belief systems got blown apart. Now they're like slowly reassembling in a void. I think we're getting inoculated to demagoguery, though, in terms of just like guys can get up there and be like, and your kids, and everyone's like, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Everyone now, like a random dude can just hit the playbook of just like a demagogue.
Yeah.
And just start gaining a following. It's just like a primal thing that like hits people.
Yeah, we have always
had
that.
What?
That. Like if a guy gets on a fucking stage and sounds good.
Yeah.
Everyone in the room's like, I love that guy.
And if you're pissed, most people are pissed and like just utterly disillusioned. Yeah. And the guy starts being like, you know what the problem is? You know, you're going to start being like, yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Dude.
But you're telling me I'm right and everyone else is wrong. I kind of like the idea of that. I don't know what about that. That sounds good to me.
I was listening to, I've re-listened to Ghosts of the Aus Front again.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Dude, don't let the fucking fringe bros take over.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
Yeah.
It's the worst news ever.
Yeah,
listen, dude, it's about Russia and Germany in World War II. It's the saddest.
Yeah.
It's the worst shit ever.
Yeah.
The atrocities when the Russians came back are so bad. And then they're like, yeah, this is revenge. You guys did this. And the Germans are like, yeah, we did that.
Oh.
It's bad, dude. Lines of dudes. They would rape them to death. This is what I'm going to sleep to.
Rape them
to
death?
You can't let the fringe guys win, dude.
No.
Because this is what happens. The bros, yeah.
Dude, I watched a...
How about that? That's a good part of the podcast.
That is a good part.
I wonder if the bros in the Middle East look at like the like ISIS type guys as the same way we look at like Fuentes and them. Or like Charlottesville, where they're
probably.
Like, those guys are so fucking gay.
Probably. And it's also
it's
like they're
so fucking annoying.
Oh, dude, it's got
to fucking ISIS come to your town just like, God damn it, dude.
Dude, to the point where you're on a plane and some guy's like,
suck.
Does this guy have a fucking bomb?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, come on, man. I was just kidding around about bombs.
Joking about the bombs, dude.
Yeah, it sucks. I think that is the case. I think most people are just trying to live a normal life and like not be completely subsumed by the darkness that grows stronger in their heads every day with each passing day.
God.
It's like, ugh. But yeah, it's, you know, it's a shame. But the Romans were sick, dude. They were just farmers.
No, they...
Initially, they were farmers that militarized. I mean, obviously they got to that.
They did the Holocaust, too.
They did, but I'm saying like people need
Dan Carlin, Celtic Holocaust.
People need to get back. True, but people need to get Celtic. Back to the thing of like what's their own personal farm they can tend. That was the guys, those Roman guys, that like you can be like lords and dictators or like take me back to
just
the
trying
farm.
To farm.
Take me back to the farm, bro.
Yeah,
I mean they did get a little
like Maximus.
They got carried. Yeah, exactly.
Maximus.
I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna give you guys.
You want to know what I opened with in what you do? Chi-Town at Zany's?
What
I saw Lori Lightfoot at the restaurant around the corner. She was literally at the restaurant around the corner.
She looks like she just got ran over all the time.
In between shows, she was at the corner, and the first thing I opened with was, I just saw Lori Lightfoot.
Did she just land on poo?
Yeah, she was sitting there, yeah.
Nice. Nice.
And she had all female Secret Service, and I was just talking about how I literally could have walked directly in.
Fat ass,
and just strangled
bitch.
Lori Lightfoot. And just to her Secret Service.
She had the female Ghostbusters.
You really wore that out tonight? Bitch, you're fat. Right at
Lori
Lightfoot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised she doesn't have thicker security with all of like the Trump like violence going on in Chicago.
True.
They got Smollett.
Smollett,
that's
yeah.
brazen of her, dude. A white supremacist could go up and fucking grab her in any second. In the middle of Chicago.
You're talking about white.
She did come close. A white supremacist walked in and thought about it.
Dude,
stop talking about white MAGA like that. You don't understand.
True, my bad.
You don't understand
my
white
bad,
MAGA.
My bad. I mean, I think it's a threat to democracy, if you ask me. I think it's...
All right, we got to switch.
Kofefe.
Can I say...
We're well into this, right?
Patriots are... Can I
almost
say,
an hour? Oh, this thing was a fucking slog.
Can I say...
I thought this was 3 hours.
Wow.
Dude, I feel like I'm in a goddamn...
When you were in Chicago...
This was Patreon. We can do better.
Yeah, for sure. When you were in Chicago,
we
was Lightfoot's picture... Was Lightfoot's picture everywhere?
No,
she's gone full dictator, dude.
Really?
I was in the Midway airport, and her picture is fucking everywhere, dude.
Yeah.
I was telling Brittany, I'm like,
get a fucking mullet.
Yeah. What a fucking whore.
Get a fucking non-binary mullet.
Dude.
Hey, Lori, why are you fucking retarded?
Hey.
What?
I mean, she's
shut
a
up.
Elected
I'm
mayor.
Trying to do a podcast with Matt.
His church mom.
I got
was
jizz
like, you
I
have
jizzed
pink
in my own
eye.
I jizz in my own eye. Pink eye lasts for 20 minutes.
Well, it's your own jizz. It won't get you.
True.
Fox.
My body didn't reject it.
Fox smells his own hole.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You can jizz on yourself.
True. Yeah, I remember thinking my eye was going to be fucked up for a while. 20 minutes, dude. In and out. I was back to 20/20 vision in 2 minutes.
Probably improved.
Probably
did, I got
actually.
Some stem cells.
Exactly. That's why I think my right eye is a little bit better. I
Which one did you hit your right eye?
This is my right eye. My right,
what'd you say when you got hit?
Oh, it was just like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird noise. Yeah. I've hit my own face, and that's the noise you make.
Yeah, it's like if you got sand in your mouth, it's the same noise.
Yeah, so I was watching that, getting fired up.
Did anyone see you watching it?
No.
It's tough, dude.
But it is going to be watched on the Comcast. Someone's going to say, see that I watched. Probably my sister. She'll notice.
You think so?
Definitely.
You think you'll get a text?
No, she'll like it.
Really?
She'll like the show.
Really?
She's a girl.
True. It's in high school.
She's
a
lady.
It's in high school.
It's a high school drama about gay dudes.
True.
They love gay dudes.
I know.
True. So that's who it's for, but it is written by a 51-year-old man and his daughter. They teamed up to write a very sexual show.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man. I might add him.
Don't say that. God damn it.
I'm kidding. I'm not going to do
don't
that.
At him. You fucks.
Yeah, you don't want that guy.
You'll ruin
love,
our
that
lives.
That guy would love nothing more.
They would love nothing more
for someone
more
to be
than
mean to him on the internet. So he could be like, someone's attacking my child porn art.
Yeah, the broskies coming out of the woodworks, getting off
the
links.
You don't
want
the broskies, dude.
The skis, dude.
Don't pull them off the links,
that's,
dude.
That's absolutely. All praise be to Billy on the skis, by the way.
True, yeah.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah.
I am stealing lingo. The skis is so. I was talking to it, dude. I was about, we were talking about the skis, and I was just talking about how Beezer might be the king ski, dude.
You think so?
I was like, he's the most loyal ski.
True.
And also, I don't think I've ever seen him sad.
True.
I think the Beezer is just the Beezer 24/7.
He's full broski.
He's an absolute ski at all times.
Well, he probably doesn't admit it. Then
I was like, maybe Beezer's autistic. I don't think I've seen him change an emotion once.
He probably does it like a proper broski is supposed to. He probably just administers cold pilsner immediately upon any sort of
any
discomfort.
Emotions.
Any emotion, just administer cold pilsner. Hit, you're like right back to base.
Or just scream cries into his pillow at night. Yo, what the fuck? Dude. I got a fucking doodle teeth.
That is funny about how everybody you know at one point just breaks down, just at, like out of nowhere, crying. Just like.
Yeah, O'Connor also intense, bro. But he's laid up, dude. You got depressed, broski.
Really,
O'Connor? O'Connor's always sad, dude.
I hate when my broskies are laid up.
No, Beezer. That's the good thing about Beezer. I swear to God, I've never seen him like angry. No. Except like he'll get hammered at Helium and be like, "Yeah, get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, buddy. I mean, yeah.
Every once in a while, oh, true, he does have, he does.
I mean, you could turn the temp up on him a little.
Oh fuck!
But he doesn't spaz. Doesn't seem to hold grudges.
I've never seen him sad.
Nah. He just gets tired, dude. Beezer just runs out of batteries and goes to bed and comes back. He just gets tired.
Oh fuck!
He just rocks till his eyes get watery and he just like.
He wakes up. Yo, what are we doing? Bombing is gay.
So funny. I'm trying to wrap my head around like heavy embarrassment rituals. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like bombing.
That's gotta be up there as the most embarrassing thing possible.
I would say Manti Te'o had the most embarrassing possible thing of all time.
And that was back too when it was like. Even if it was like, dude, I didn't know it was a guy. It was like they were probably like that's still gay.
I could
the fact
feel
that you couldn't figure back then they would be like the fact that you couldn't figure that out.
No, they knew it was a guy.
I'm saying the fact that he could be like now you'd be like I didn't know it was a guy.
Nah, people would
be
like
fuck off.
The fact that you didn't figure that out, like you, it doesn't matter. You were talking to someone who you thought was a guy. People were probably like that's gay, bro.
I was so adamant that he was innocent from the get go. But I will say this: I think in my defending him, I tried to set up a fucking. Like, I'm not being a homer. I was like, I think he might be gay. I was like, he's just a dumb gay dude. Let him go. So I might have besmirched the king, and if that's true, I...
Yeah, but back then, it was
a perfect season.
I know. It's not your fault, is what I'm saying, because back then, especially...
I loved him, dude. I loved him like a fucking brother, dude, and he let me down. He let me down with his fucking foolish gay stuff.
It's not gay, bro.
It wasn't at all gay, especially the pics were on point, dude.
She sent the picture with him saying, dude, the loud boy shit.
Yeah.
You're a Leo boy until you die.
He sussed it out. What's that other thing they call each other? Oos?
Oos.
Yo, Oos.
Cousin or brother? I forget.
I have no idea. Oos. Shit's sick.
Yo, Oos.
They say it in WWF.
I remember like him hitting up the other athletes and stuff. I remember that all the time. My one buddy used to get fucking hit up after football games by all the other like teams, like the kids on the other teams. One kid's name was fucking Geronimo. And it was constantly like, yo, what's up, man? You're the shit. And if that dude had Geronimo okay and the sniz on him, he would have believed it.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't fault
but
a man.
My
for
problem
that.
Is back then, it didn't matter. It'd be like it doesn't matter that it was a hot picture. It doesn't matter the voice. Even the people said the voice was hot.
Yeah,
it's like you talked
that
to
hurts
a dude.
That was the dude.
You had feelings for a dude. Yeah. That was the thing back then. It's like if it doesn't matter if you got completely tricked. You had feelings for a dude. Gavel hits the thing, gay. That's back then.
Yeah.
Nowadays, no big deal.
His legs were going numb before games. Obviously, he's fighting that in his head, bro.
Yeah, I literally felt it. I was watching the documentary, and I like felt the embarrassment.
Oh,
this is insane.
And he's so nice, too.
And he champed it. The dude's a fucking beast.
He's a beast.
Yeah,
he's the best.
He's a beast. That was also the gayest insult, too. Like, anytime people talk shit on Notre Dame, they're always like, join a fucking conference. You guys don't care about this, but
I know you're talking about.
That's
okay.
A gay ass argument.
Get it off your chest, bro.
Shut up about it.
Yeah.
And the other thing would be like, oh, Te'o, fake girlfriend. Be like, you don't know anything about what happened, dude.
Yeah, he was so he was so busy.
What
with
was
football,
the night like?
Because
that was a perfect fucking season for Notre Dame. When's the last time they had a perfect season?
2 years ago, actually.
2 years ago, they had a perfect season.
They went undefeated and they got smoked in the playoffs.
Okay, it doesn't count. I'm saying, when's the last time they won the ship? We talking Newt Rockne? Who are we talking? 88?
I mean, should have been 93. Not a big deal. They had the exact same record as Florida State.
Yeah.
They both won 11-1. They gave it to Florida State.
Not undefeated.
Florida State's one loss, Notre Dame.
Whoa.
Well, that's
same
insane.
Record and they
should have been
them.
Notre Dame. Yeah.
Yeah, should have been Notre Dame. Not a big deal.
But that was a
care.
12-0 season. That was supposed to be a
care.
W.
That was a 12-0 season?
That was supposed to be a perfect season.
It was a perfect season, dude. No one can take it.
Nah,
it
Lacy
was a perfect regular season.
Shit.
There's not. Here's the other thing. There's nothing. Even if Te'o was fully King Manti, they were getting butt fucked in that game. No
I remember
what.
Watching that on ESPN over and over and over again of Lacy running into the end zone with the first dagger, and then it was just like the red wedding.
Notre Dame losing is also like clickbait. Roll ESPN time. Loves it. Everybody loves it. They're like, look at Notre Dame get killed again. Everybody gets killed in college football. There's three teams that are good.
Man, this is sad.
It's Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama.
Yeah.
They butt fuck everybody.
Well, their schedule is packed with good teams, though. They don't
Notre Dame does have a good schedule. That's another common misconception.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They have a they
join a conference. It's like, go look at Michigan's schedule, dude. Go look at fucking Michigan's schedule. You wanna know who they open up with? Colorado State,
Appalachia,
Hawaii, Connecticut, Maryland, dude. That's their first four games.
Damn.
Miss me with that.
Parrothead would be way more your vibe. Punk's not your vibe, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Tony Hawk documentary, while you're watching it, you're pretty much a pro skater.
Yeah, it's, dude, it's the best documentary.
I was like watching the thing and like, I was like, I think I've done a 900.
I have.
And then after a war, after like the shows, I was like, nah, I actually never skateboarded. But it's, did you watch it?
Yeah, dude. I
definitely did a, what's it called? McTwist.
You didn't do a fucking McTwist, dude. You might have been the worst at skating out of everybody.
That's not true.
That's so true.
Who's better, Matt or Bill? You?
I have no idea.
Matt, freestyle, Matt, Billy,
Vert. You're saying Billy's a better Vert.
You're Vert.
No, Vert, Billy.
Billy, downhill jam. Vert?
Was I ever afraid to drop in? Tom knows.
Yo, downhill jam.
That's all you.
Yeah, me.
I'll give Tom that. I'm a soul skater though, so I'm not.
No, I sucked at skateboard. I never skateboarded.
I've seen you jump three times. I've seen you physically jump three times.
Can you dive in a pool yet?
I can't dive in a pool. Dude, I didn't grow up with a pool like you guys.
You did though.
I grew up in the first half of the family. We didn't.
There was
have a pool.
Pool there.
I was fucking 14 when it came. I was smoking dope. I wasn't diving.
Dad said there was a pool.
They canceled it.
Your next door neighbor had a pool. He said everyone would swim in it, and you would stare outside the window.
Oh,
with your big
ass.
I was smoking Changa. I could never dive. I still can't do it.
Hey,
you gotta break the barrier.
I can't
dude.
Swim.
Dude, you can sit here and smoke Changa like 10 times. You can't just put your head before your ankles and jump in water.
I physically can't do
you
it.
You get like water in your ears and nose and
I'm
shit.
I'm telling you, I get up every intention of diving into the pool and I pencil.
And that's okay, dude.
It's just there's a part of my body that's like.
Nah, you stapler.
Yeah, it's kind of stapler. Like I'll kind of be bent.
Yeah.
But my body just won't do it.
That actually, that shit gets chicks wet when they see you jump in like that.
I've jumped like that in a pool and hopped out.
Oh, when you jump into water like a kangaroo.
Oh, when you jump into water like sheepishly. I can't swim, dude.
Can you kneel and then go head down?
Nah.
What?
Dude, I was on a swim team in Havertown.
Were you really?
I was on a swim
team.
Were
you Karakung?
In Karakung. In a Speedo, up on the stand. Stop, and I would literally jump in the pool and then start swimming. And I would lose races by like... two pullers.
Dude.
That would
when
jump
we were
in.
Kids, yo, when we were kids, we all ran track in fifth grade. They stopped the mile because he was two laps behind. They had to pull him off.
I was running
backwards.
I was running track, right?
He was like Mario Kart. We go the wrong way.
Dude, they just stopped it. They were like, Tom, come on.
I was running track one time.
That's fun.
And the coach pulled me aside and was like, stop fucking around. You don't have to try to make everyone laugh. I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, there's no way you run like that. And I was like, dude, that's how I run. And he was like, dumb. And he like benched me.
Really?
He was like, there's nobody runs leaning like that. And I was just like,
okay.
And I let it go. I was like, whatever. The guy was just weird. And then like a couple months later, we're in school and I was like making fun of some girl and we were going back and forth. And she was like, at least I don't run like you. And everyone started laughing.
Oh my God, bro.
And to this day, I still don't know how I ran.
It was funny.
I've never seen you run.
I vaguely remember you running.
I never run, dude.
You ran like you love Zeppelin.
I never have a reason to run.
I hear you, dude.
I'm always just so
grounded.
You stand and face it.
What? I stand and face it, dude.
You told me a long time ago.
I don't have a fight or flight reflex.
No reason.
Like Prince Andrew, don't sweat.
I'm like Prince Andrew, I don't sweat, dude. And I don't remember.
You got catfished to that bar. Remember that girl tried to be like, yo, come buy me a
drink?
That
was crazy.
That girl catfished.
That was just a nasty thing to do but for a woman.
Anyway, guys, what's going on in Australia anyway? So
we got a battle Air Canada.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
The one thing that was nice, we get there. Shout out Brad, dude. China.
I called it China.
Yeah, China.
Guys, I was furious in their airport. I'm like, this sucks, dude. Yeah. Fucking China.
Well, I think that was... I thought China was just because they were all Asian.
I know you thought that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, nice. I was talking about the utopia. Like
it kind of worked on those levels.
I was talking about the dystopian regime. I was like, it's so dystopian here. And then as I'm like, it's China though. It just so happened to be like 9 million Chinese dudes. They tend to cluster in the billions.
Yeah.
Yo, we're about to hit 8 billion as a population too. I think like today or tomorrow.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's nuts.
China's actually juicing up their numbers. Spade just read a book, and China's completely lying about how many
heads. Listen to a book. Shane's in the room.
Thanks. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Thanks.
So they have, so they're juicing up their numbies?
Oh yeah, dude.
That makes sense because I don't believe there's
also a billion. I was listening to another podcast where all those videos. I mean, dude, not to get fucking.
You were reading political. A podcast,
huh?
You were reading the podcast.
Watching.
Okay.
All right, dude. Get over it. They said all those videos.
Fucking over it.
They said all those videos from China were 100% fake. Of the people dropping dead that got everyone in a fucking
of course
frenzy.
They were. There were people like throwing
and
up blood.
And again, what are the koalas like? Just tell
the koalas,
me.
Dude.
Funny enough, when those videos so came out, nice. Nancy Pelosi was down in Chinatown, San Francisco, saying hug an Asian.
I
funny
watch,
enough.
So for me, so just
yeah, pissed true. Me off.
When I chillax, yeah. I watch videos of sloths and koalas.
Dude, koalas?
Yeah. Yeah. You're, oh my God. Go ahead, dude. Take it away. I know you know a lot.
The tea, dude. Fire up the tea devil. Fire up the Tasmanian
bro,
devil.
Bro, we have a watch video. Them operate. We have a video of the Tasmanian devils in action.
Oh, did you do the GoPro?
I try to film podcasts, but it would like cut out every fucking. I didn't bring it with. I am proficient in the GoPro. I got my GoPro badge now unlocked.
Did you?
So you guys met a Tasmanian devil, koalas.
There were three Tasmanian devils. Two of them. There was. I think it was one boy and two girls.
Yeah.
And they were like.
We watched them crunch bones.
Did they spin it all or no? Is that just cartoon?
That's all cartoon.
That's crap.
Bull okay. crap. But they can't crunch.
We missed them feeding. We were getting our picture with the koala. We missed.
True.
They chained up a fucking dead rabbit and let the boys fucking munch it.
And the boys
we got
down?
Up there.
Bro.
We got up there when they
dude, were, for some reason, I thought they ate plants.
No, they're devils. We got up there.
Oh, I thought we were talking about koalas.
Oh, koalas. Oh, yeah. Koalas only eat eucalyptus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, imagine
no,
them
eating
a
they didn't
rabbit.
Chain a rat. Dude, if the koalas ate eucalyptus,
yeah, it was kind of dark.
Rabbit,
yeah.
That'd be nasty.
I'd
dude.
Be so sad if those guys. One of them was on the ground walking, and it was very funny.
Well, they have to feed it while you hold it. Otherwise, they'll start to spaz.
Yeah, they so spaz. I watch videos of koalas spazzing pretty much.
The way they spaz is literally like. Like the one guy was just not watching. They were trying to get him to look at the camera. He was too hungry.
What was their names again?
Ours was Jester. God damn, I'm testing. Ours was Jester.
It was the one that wasn't cooperating.
I forget.
Fuck, I can't remember. His name was
so... it was... fuck.
Tap your cheek.
Hold on. He was named after...
yes.
It wasn't Merlin.
It was Romeo.
Merlin.
Juliet.
Oh, fuck. I forget that his name was sick, though. Lester. No, that's Jester.
Jester?
Dumbass. Lester. I'm a dumbass.
But
it'll come back.
The koala in front of us was acting up.
He wouldn't cooperate.
He was not cooperating, dude.
Nice one.
And they had to keep getting him different branches of eucalyptus, and they're picky with the eucalyptus. So, like, you could...
That's all they grub?
Yeah, that's all they grub. Yeah. They're useless, dude.
Yeah.
Except for being cutie.
They fall
they're
truly
being
cutie.
Cuties.
Yeah.
They're totally cutie.
They never
fall,
would
fall
dude,
out of trees.
All of these animals never would have made it if they didn't live on an island.
Good point.
Yep.
Yeah.
None of them.
Do they fall?
Kangaroos might have.
Oh, kangaroos could take over vicious. The world.
Kangaroos are beasts. Yeah.
How
nasty
tall?
So.
7 feet, 6 feet.
Some
that's
of them,
that's
the boys,
an inland.
The
that's
big
the red
boys.
Kangs.
Yeah, you're thinking about the red backs. They get yoked, too.
Yeah, I saw
them. Oh, they're jacked.
They're very
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
The ones we saw were passive.
Bro, they were doped up.
You saw wallabies. You saw rockos.
We did get to see wallabies.
We saw some joeys.
You see, what are the birds? Magpies?
No, we saw...
Kookaburras.
We saw kookaburras. Yeah, kookaburras.
That
we
was
saw
sick.
Those boys. They were awesome.
Bin chickens.
Emus.
Emus, yeah.
Bin chickens was the best. We got there day one. We got there. There was this thing walking... Like these... They have these birds with like... I don't know what the fuck those
hornbill,
ibises?
Yeah.
Ibis?
They look like the fucking Miami Hurricanes.
They look crazy. We're looking at them. We're walking through this park. We're like, holy shit, look at this fucking bird. And while we're staring at it, I was like, dude, this is definitely their pigeon.
Yeah, we got trained.
And you and me are
yeah,
fucking,
you,
you and me are Asians right now. In a park, just like,
oh, she's a camera like 2 inches.
Look at this thing.
Dude,
and then we're like,
close-ups
these?
Are unbelievable.
We're like, one of these birds, the guy's like, you talking about bin chickens? Fucking bin
yeah,
chickens.
Like, fuck.
Shit.
Yeah, you sussed that out pretty quickly.
I knew these were pigeons.
It's starting to come alive, dude.
Yes.
I thought
there
that was just
go.
From the Bud Light.
No.
It's like, damn, I'm already hallucinating.
Yeah, you sussed that out pretty quickly. We were like bent over inspecting it like, this is crazy. And
it was,
like,
it is
sure.
truly crazy to see like a fucking tropical type bird
yeah.
just chilling.
They're very guilty. They're very ecologically guilty people too. Everything they're like, yeah, that's the bird. We've we've deforested and now we can't, it has to go here. They're dying.
I've heard that propaganda
was
strong.
That's when that whole thing started. I was like, good, get rid of it.
Yep.
They're like, we built in its marshlands. It's like, good. I hope you built a school and a hospital where those dumb fucking birds lived in a swamp.
Dude, think about how many American animals just are gone and we don't even know about them.
Dude, they're,
like before the scientists got here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're very, they're very guilty people.
They need, well, that's because, again, it started with George Floyd, dude.
True.
Everybody, the whole world.
Saint,
America dictates.
Me?
Say Saint, his name.
America dictates the entire world's culture. So when we had race wars, every other country had to be like, oh yeah, we're racist too.
This is what I'm trying to see the
so
world.
Like, Australia's like, what we did to the Aboriginals was so fucking
what did they do?
Evil.
There wasn't that many of them.
They wiped the boys out.
Yeah.
They gave him a whooping.
Well, dude, I watched.
He said, hey, you better get out of here.
Dude, so I just watched, on the way back, I watched the second half of, what was it, Judas and the Black Messiah?
Yes.
And it is crazy they try to put Floyd up with him as a civil rights. It's like, bro, come on.
Fred Hampton?
Yeah, they're trying. I'm not saying they're definitely going one for one.
I mean,
but
Matt, we're not even going to get into how they love the FBI right now, but whatever. Go
yeah,
on.
True.
Yeah, yeah, the fair FBI point. That executed Fred Hampton in his bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is in Acapulco.
True.
I hate the state.
Yeah. Can you give me a Bud Light, man? Yeah, this is an Acapulco. I'm allowed to. I don't listen to people saying aloud. I'm
good
gonna
point.
Be yellow.
Can you get me another seltzer too?
I'm gonna be yellow in a fucking month. Yeah.
See if you can grow it out, dude.
It's close.
Yeah.
He looked. I'm at Veruca.
Catch 99.
Yep, obviously.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it's fucking sick, dude. Australia is
it was
like
awesome.
It's another. That sounds like another world.
Sydney is fucking
you went
incredible.
There, it's winter time.
That was nice.
You
putting
know what
a hoodie
I mean?
On, putting
yeah.
a hoodie on felt good, dude.
It's gotta feel
as soon
feel
as I
good.
Put it on, I was like, I'm coming. I feel myself coming back to life.
It's cozy boy season.
Hello.
It was Australia's the best country outside of the United States.
But it does,
I'll go ahead and say it.
It does fuck you up, though. Definitely better than Canada, dude. Fuck
Canada
forever.
Dude, think if Minnesota was just CNN.
Whew.
It's the gayest country on earth.
Montreal was pretty cool when I was
Montreal
there.
Montreal is sick, but
the architecture is cool. The people there, there's some dudes who like speak French and they think they're elitist.
That's
like,
another thing about fucking Canada. Bro. You have to make every announcement twice.
Oh yeah.
They keep speaking French. It's like, dude,
yeah.
Stop. Just fuck it.
I for a while thought they picked French just to piss me off. I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
The flight attendants have to they're like, okay, you know, it's typical flight bullshit where they're like,
yeah.
here's how you wear your safety belt in case of a crash, grab your fucking ankles
and
duck.
Suck your
it's
own
like,
dick
dude, yeah, die like a fucking coward, dude. Grab your ankles and suck your own dick while
I just like put my like imagining Matt the fire in this one, like the spazzing, like
probably
the
like PC the, principal,
yeah, like what he's holding back is unreal.
I was
dude.
So angry. I mean, it was like there was it was
like they're sitting there announcing shit in French and it's like, dude, he's about to pop the fuck off.
That's some dude that's like Iwo Jima going by some World War II vet like motherfucker.
Dude, the scrub of like when I finally yelled pussy, there was like, it was like, no, that would be life ruining. No, can't do that. And it was just like, pussy.
That like kept you from turning green and hulking out.
I get it, man.